I have a question in terms of something you said before that I'm interested in, which I'm just going to call pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even going to get on my bandwagon about how, gee, if a physician in MEPS missed it, how dare they not cover you for it? But I won't go that direction. I'll go a different direction, which is there's a lot of discussion now about people not getting their benefits because of pre-existing conditions.
Like, yes.
And I would like to hear your opinion on it.
That is a very touchy topic, and that gets my blood boiling in a matter of seconds. Because we know in the past and probably in the present, and it's hopefully going to be changing rather quickly, that some people have been misdiagnosed. And if they are misdiagnosed with a pre-existing condition, then the VA are not responsible for service-connecting them for their disability. And this is a huge injustice to our men and women in uniform. I think it requires that we educate our adjudicators how war affects our warriors, and they need to be sitting with our veterans who come back from war and talking to them about their experiences, and they need to hear how their rating decisions have negatively impacted their lives by giving them the incorrect diagnosis and being too hasty in their decision-making process. So when I'm doing my workshops around the country, I will tell my warriors, if you go to someone and they give you a personality disorder, and that's what a pre-existing condition is, I said that's the kiss of death. And oftentimes they are misdiagnosed. It's like, we'll just give them a personality disorder rather than look at post-traumatic stress or depression or anxiety or whatever. We'll just give them this, and we don't have to be responsible for it. We who are out here pounding the pavement and supporting our veterans have a responsibility to make our voices heard and require that these adjudicators get educated and are well informed about how their rating decisions are going to affect the lives for the rest of their lives of our veterans.
And I know that we, Marcia and I, in our project telling the stories of these women by the women, not through us, that we certainly feel very strongly that anyone, whatever they were like before they enlisted and gave their service deserves complete service from us. Mm-hmm. No matter, yeah. I mean, life is a pre-existing condition, isn't it?
It is, all of us.
Exactly. Now,
life experience, that's how we learn lessons. You know, if we didn't have some of the challenges we have along our life path, we would not have learned how to adapt and grow from our experiences. So that's why I say, you know, our post-traumatic stress is an opportunity to see ourselves as, wow, I can't believe that I was able to make it through that situation, and I've come through that, and look at what I've learned about myself. Look what I've learned about people. And it's been a tremendous rite of passage. And that's one of the things that we miss in our culture. And we don't have rites of passage in our culture where our men and women in uniform, they don't have these times in their lives where they go through a threshold and then they go into another part of their lives. Native Americans, you know, they do ceremony, they do rites of passage, and they have that in place for their young men and women who come home from war. And it's a very, very important part of their reintegration process.